Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome to episode number 24 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is His Promise of Peace. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, how do you experience an ongoing peace in a world that's filled with turmoil and trouble? How do you have peace when you don't understand why certain things are happening to you? For instance, why your loved one died so suddenly, why your spouse walked out on you, leaving you alone with the children, why you were laid off right when you purchased that new home. How do you maintain an internal peace when everything is happening around you and it doesn't seem to make sense? There are enough things in this world, and I'm sure that we all can attest to it, that can steal our peace if we let it. I'm glad that you're listening today, but I would like to ask you a question. Do you have peace? I'm not talking about everything going the way that you want it to go. I am talking about an internal peace that's not affected by what's going on around you in the world. Just like joy, peace is the same in that it's not dependent on what is happening around you. It is something that can be maintained internally. You see, peace is an internal quietness, a calmness, a rest. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom, and it means completeness or wholeness. Peace is a sense of your inner being being whole in spite of what's falling apart around you or on the outside. In John chapter 16, verse 33, it states, "These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And so we see in Jesus, we can have peace. But in the world, Jesus tells us we're going to have tribulation. We're going to have problems. We're going to have things that happen unexpectedly or things that don't exactly go the way that we want. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." Why? Because he trusts in you. So here we're finding out that we can have a continual perfect peace in Jesus as we keep our mind and our focus stayed on him because we're trusting him above all else. Now, the world didn't give us the peace that Jesus is talking about. So why do we allow the world to take